Jay Snow, narration. Fantasy. Yanzari straightened his robes and stood like a man measuring the weather, gaze drifting past fangs and fire towards some unseen dimension beyond the horizon. Nargax clung to his sleeve, eyes darting between the hoarded gold and the monster.
After everything, this is how we die, he muttered. Dinner for a dragon?
History. Slipping away under the cover of night, across the sea to Ireland they fled, hoping distance might wash the stains of blood from their memories. Yet war's echo chased them still. In the new world, the tongue of strangers bent the old name of their children. Many a descendant bearing the surname McCorkle would make their marks on the annals of history. Romance. He just smiled, infuriatingly. The kind of smile that chipped away at her resolve, no matter how hard she clung to it. Don't, she warned, but already the corner of her mouth had betrayed her. A laugh slipped out before she could stop it. He stepped closer, eyes warm, teasing. There's that smile I missed. Science. Close your eyes and step back 150 million years. The air is heavy with warmth and moisture, carrying the scent of giant ferns swaying like emerald curtains. Towering conifers pierce the mist, their branches home to strange whispering insects. Cycads, their broad fronds spreading in a crown of green, dot the forest floor,